Police in four European countries cracked down on terrorism suspects today, arresting at least 17 people. Officials say the detentions may have prevented another major attack in Europe. One of the suspects, arrested in Italy, is accused of playing a key role in the Madrid train bombings on March 11th. Those attacks killed nearly 200 people. Spain wants that suspect extradited. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
In Spain, the detentions in Italy and Belgium led the morning radio news programs.
En una operación a nivel europeo en la que también han intervenido las policías de España y de Francia.
The picture that subsequently emerged, according to information from the authorities, was of a European Al-Qaeda operation led by a former military explosives expert. The Spanish Interior Minister, José Antonio Alonso, went on national radio to call the arrests a highly important achievement. It's a very important operation, not only tactically, but from the point of view of the cooperation of European police forces, which is essential in the fight against terrorism, he said. Although the operation also involved the law enforcement agencies of Spain and France, the arrests were made in Belgium and Italy. In Brussels and Antwerp, police detained 15 Jordanians, Palestinians, Egyptians, and Moroccans. One of the two men arrested in Milan was identified as 33-year-old Rabe Osman Ahmed. Although the Spanish Interior Minister had previously given his nationality as Moroccan, Spanish judicial sources today described him as a former Egyptian army explosives expert. The Justice Minister, Juan Fernando López Aguilar, told a Spanish radio station that extradition would be sought as quickly as possible. He described Osman Ahmed as a key figure in planning the March 11th attacks. Even though the suspect is believed to have left Spain before the bombings, his fingerprints were allegedly found in the rural shack outside Madrid where the terrorists assembled the explosives for the attack on the commuter trains. Osman Ahmed was also linked to the seven suspects who died in a suicide explosion in Madrid a few weeks later as Spanish police moved in on their hideout. Spanish police say their Italian colleagues recorded Osman Ahmed saying, "Those in Spain are my friends. I'm sad I wasn't able to go to heaven with them." Spanish National Radio quoted investigators calling Osman Ahmed Al-Qaeda's chief ideologue in Europe and its head of armed operations on the continent. But terrorism expert Juan Avilés noted the difficulty of knowing exactly who's in charge in Al-Qaeda's fluid command structure.
Yo creo que el problema de entender todo esto es que estábamos acostumbrados a organizaciones terroristas mucho más.
I think the problem is that we're accustomed to terrorist organizations like ETA and the IRA with a clear hierarchy, he said. But despite today's arrests, European authorities are still treating the threat of another terrorist attack as very real. Portugal has tightened border controls, and NATO aircraft will be patrolling above the European soccer championships, which begin there this weekend. Meanwhile, Greece is gearing up for a major security operation to cover this summer's Olympic Games in Athens. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.